Now, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Now, when something's up 19 points, we've got to celebrate, don't we, surely?
Well, you do. You do. Great news from the ANZ Business Outlook. A big jump in headline business confidence, as you say, up 19 points to plus 56. Also reflected in businesses' own expected own activity, which is up 12 points to plus 49. So, hallelujah. But I guess the question we've got to ask you, Mike, is how tied is this outcome to the very simple barometer of the price of petrol? Because it looks like there's a bit of a sort of a yo-yo going on here. So are we going to be sort of pushed around by the tyranny of data and statistics? You know, petrol up, confidence down, petrol down, confidence up. If we look at businesses' own activity, it didn't really move that much. So not unusually at the moment, we've got headline confidence saying one thing and actual activity saying slightly different. So since the responses to this survey have been received, the wholesale crude market has picked up, it's then dropped, it's then back up. So you've got to ask the question, what happens next to business confidence? And so what can we say? How do we interpret a high-frequency data point that at the moment seems pretty tied to a volatile, albeit important, commodity price? I would say, Mike, I do think that there is, at the core, there is an improving level of confidence.
Yep.
But for it to get translated into actual activity, what we need sustained relief from high energy prices is pretty simple to me at the moment. Looking through the rest of the story, where I think the core factors are good, you know, inflation indicators were softer, that's good. Cost expectations fell from 85 to 78. Pricing intentions, this is an interesting one for the Reserve Bank, a net 47% are expecting to ease their prices in the next 3 months, which is good. And you were just talking about residential construction. The residential construction measure lifted to plus 45 from plus 25. So that's the highest we've seen since January. Something's happening there. Overall, I think there is an underlying improvement in optimism. I just reiterate, the most important factor, I think, in us actually cementing the economic recovery are stable, lower energy prices. At the moment, we don't have a very clear forward picture on that, do we?
No, we do not. Talk to me about the big boys. They were out to play.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's a fascinating world out there at the moment, isn't it? You know, you've got US earnings going on at the moment. We've got the AI dilemma. You've got the Federal Reserve. You've got US politics. It's a veritable tangle of different forces. And this week has been volatile. You know, I look at those markets out there, and I had to mention this at some stage this week. Markets with heavy exposure to semiconductor space. Think about the Korean market. Right now, they're riding the sort of elevator shaft drop after hurtling up the escalators recently, down almost 40% from the June peak. So we've got these growing concerns over the hyperscalers spending on AI, like Microsoft, who we're going to talk about in a minute, and what are the actual economic returns that they're going to get from current and planned CapEx. So it's a very tough environment to report into, and after we spoke yesterday, a couple of the bellwether announcements. So let's start with the rock star of the week, Microsoft. Revenue up 18% above consensus. Earnings per share well above consensus. Net income up 31% year on year. Microsoft Azure, the cloud computing platform, it was the standout. Revenue growth accelerated to 43% year on year. 43%. Now, the market was expecting 40. They outdid that. Their revenue over $100 billion annually for the first time. But this is the important one. Their capital expenditure, this is the big sort of bogey in the room at the moment. Management reiterated the current capital expenditure outlook. They didn't lift it. Spending remains aligned with demand. So hang on to your hats, because the share price, as I looked at it a few minutes ago, was up 16.78%. So that's just adding just a measly $490 billion to that market value over the course of the session. I mean, so look, put it simply, it looks like they're getting some payback on the actual spend. But then you look at Meta on the other side. So Facebook, revenue ahead of expectations, so that was up 28%, but earnings per share below consensus forecast, net income down 14%. Good advertising growth, though, but the market's looking at this one and saying, hang on a sec, their CapEx, we're not so sure about. Looks like they're going to spend $130 to $145 billion on capital expenditure. Don't like that. Share price down 9%. So it's all over the show. And we're just going to have, we've got a couple more of the biggies announcing later on today. So I think you've got Amazon and, it's a long week.
Give me some numbers.
I'll give you some numbers. They're blooming good numbers too. The Dow Jones is up 566 points, 1.1%. 52,156. The S&P 500 up 105 points, 1.44%, 7421. And a storming recovery from the NASDAQ up 2.5%, 624 points, 25,064. Overnight, the FTSE 100 down 11 points, just small loss, 10,897. The Nikkei was up about 0.75%, 61,867. The Shanghai Composite down 0.62%, 3,804. The Aussies lost 0.78%. Yesterday, 8,967. The NZX 50, though, gosh, despite the fact that Main Freight had a fantastic day, the NZX 50 had a big fall, closing at 13,762. But the big mover in the last 24 hours, Mike, has been the Kiwi dollar. It's currently at 0.5881. Ooh. So it's up over a cent. So more likelihood of an OCR hike because of that good move in the ANZ business outlook. But on the other side, the big dollar uncertainty over future Fed rate hikes, the big dollar weaker. Aussie, 0.8365, 0.51 against the euro, 0.4365 pounds, 93.52 yen. Gold, $4,104, and Brent crude, $89.22.
You have a fabulous weekend. Appreciate your effort as always. Andrew Callaghan. Shaw and Partners.